With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the economic front, the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of inflation shows prices rose 0.2% last month from the month before.
Compared with a year ago, prices increased 2.6%, the same as in the prior month. It's the last major inflation report before the Fed's meeting next week, where most economists expect the central bank to leave its benchmark lending rate alone for the fourth straight time.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, a man who was paid $1,000 to kill a woman more than 30 years ago has been put to death with pure nitrogen gas in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith was one of two men convicted in the 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of Elizabeth Sennett. GOP Senator Steve Daines is warning Democrats they will eliminate the filibuster if Republicans fail to win back majority in this year's election. Bob Agnew with that report.
Daines told a gathering of conservatives in Washington this week, Democrats will succeed in eliminating the filibuster if they hang on to power. They tried in 2022, but were stymied by moderate Democrats Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who voted with Republicans to keep the 60-vote threshold alive. Noting that neither moderate will likely be in the Senate next year, Daines says majority Democrats would likely move to make Washington, D.C. a state and try to give Democrats a permanent advantage in federal elections. Bob Agnew reporting.
Italy's president has denounced the rise of anti-Semitism and delivered a powerful speech in support of the Jewish people. President Sergio Mattarella commemorated Holocaust Remembrance Day, which has been overshadowed by Israel's military campaign in Gaza and a rise of anti-Israel acts in Italy. This is SRN News. CVS faces a religious freedom complaint.
A Florida woman says she was fired from her job with a local pharmacy because she's a Christian and did not want to dispense contraceptives to customers. First Liberty Institute has filed suit on the woman's behalf, stating that, quote, it is illegal to issue a blanket revocation of all religious accommodations when CVS can't accommodate its employees. CVS is sending a message that religious health care workers are not welcome and need not apply. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nevada judge has approved a petition by abortion advocates as eligible for signature gathering in their long-standing attempt to get abortion on the 2024 ballot. A referendum that could enshrine abortion in the state constitution up to the moment of birth will appear on the 2024 general election ballot if enough signatures are gathered. This is SRN News. Thousands could lose their jobs at Levi Strauss.
Denim giant Levi Strauss says it is slashing its global corporate workforce by 10 to 15%. The job cuts are part of a two-year restructuring plan that seeks to cut costs and simplify operations. Levi's announced the layoffs the same day it unveiled a proposed 10-year extension to the naming rights for Levi's Stadium, home of the San Francisco 49ers. That deal is worth a combined $170 million. The restructuring is expected to generate a net cost savings of $100 million in the current fiscal year. In the fourth quarter of 2023, Levi's said net revenue was up 3%, below expectations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Norfolk Southern's fourth quarter profit fell 33% because of cleanup costs of last year's fiery derailment in eastern Ohio, which will top $1.1 billion. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.